this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. Our God is great. In Psalm 48, verse 1, we find these words, "Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in his holy mountain." That verse does not mean that we are to praise God only in Jerusalem and in his holy mountain, but we are to be a people of praise that will lift our hearts and our voices to the Lord continually. When we rise early in the morning, we should be praising the Lord. As we slip into slumber, we should be praising the Lord. And all through the day, we should have an attitude of praise toward our God. Many of us have gone through times of sorrow, separation from loved ones as they have slipped into eternity. And we know the joy that comes in realizing that they are with the Lord. Across the years of my life, I have been guided and directed by something that happened that I was not even present. It was something that I have shared over and over and over, hundreds of times probably. It was the homegoing of my grandfather, Ernest Thompson. He loved the Lord, and I can recall being on his lap as he was reading the Word, and you could tell he loved the Word of God. And when my father came back and shared with the family that Grandpa Thompson had gone to be with the Lord, he did so with joy in his heart, because he said, when Dad was ready to go to be with the Lord, he looked towards the door and said, "Well, there's Jesus now." And he was gone. What a heritage for a little boy who became a young man and now an old man. Our God is certainly a God who is great. Our God is one who should be praised continually, and I do praise my God, my Lord, my Savior, continually. If you have not come to that place where you have opened your heart and allowed the Lord God Almighty to be your God, your precious God, do so. Before you do anything else, just say, "Lord, remember me. Let me be a part of the family of God." He stands with his arms open, ready to accept all who will come unto him. Our God is great. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we are so thankful that we serve you. You are a great, mighty God. You have given us what we do not deserve, but what we need so desperately. Thank you for that. Thank you for giving us eternity. Our eternity has already begun with you. When we breathe our last here, our breath will go on for eternity, forever and ever and ever and ever, because you have given us new life, eternal life, everlasting life. You are our great God. Thank you. And we pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings to your hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
Thank you for listening to Pastor Cecil's devotional today. If you wish to subscribe to his daily devotional emails, or read his devotional online, or hear him read the scripture for the day, please go to dailydevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.